Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is 3 Live Crew.
Back at it.
Free for all freaking Friday.
102 Jams.
You good, T-Minus?
Yeah, your partner make you real.
Yep, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. 6:05, you're listening to the 3 Live Crew, and you heard the lady. It's free for all freaking Friday, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And we in this thing.
Yep.
12 days of Christmas starts when? Monday.
Okay.
Everybody's excited about it.
Yes.
Out yesterday, folks just hit me up. Y'all giving away TVs? Yes. And AirPods and PS4s and Xbox Ones and all types of stuff.
Like, the gifts is off the chains.
I'm not going to hold you. The
okay.
gifts this year are
the off
the chain.
The gifts is off the chain.
Yeah.
Like, if you are blessed enough to get through and win, man, you're going to be so happy with whatever you win.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, parades.
Yes.
Hope it don't feel nothing like this outside.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
Is
it's
going
to be cold.
Yeah.
Go get me some long johns. I ain't playing with
it. Since you passed on the good coat.
Man, ain't got no coat.
You don't have a good coat, so you just going to long john it?
Long john it in track suit.
Oh, you are going to be cold. Doc, you need a good coat.
I don't got no good coat, and I ain't going to buy none.
Why?
Because ain't none around here.
What you mean?
Ain't no good coats.
I've seen good coats.
Not to my liking, nor to my standard.
What's your standard?
Yeah.
Just what I like, and I ain't seen nothing that I like.
What do you like?
I don't know until I see it.
Well, your tracksuit.
Thank you.
Your 30 degrees, wear your tracksuit.
Thank you. And my long johns.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to wear.
Yep.
And sit right there in the truck.
You know what? Huh? There's no sympathy if you get sick. None.
You don't get sick from cold weather.
None.
There y'all go with these misconceptions.
Okay. No sympathy if
that
you get sick.
That ain't how it works, Roxy.
I don't give a damn how you think it works. There's no sympathy if you get sick.
I don't
need
your sympathy.
Look over here.
I don't need your sympathy.
Let me have some tissue. No. Oh, my nose is
running. You can give me some tissue. My nose running right now. Now you can give me some tissue. Now stop being like that.
Oh, the sniffle's gonna be on 1,000.
Oh, the sniffle
tracksuit.
Oh, not. Hey,
we're gonna need this whole box of goddamn puffs right here.
Well, Greensboro, Winston, you can see me in action, tracksuited out. Tomorrow, Winston-Salem Parade, Greensboro Parade. We having a good time this weekend. Have
you know
some. I've
been waiting on that baby, man. I'm gonna take. Uh-huh. I woke up a couple
minutes. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, it is free for all Friday. Call up and talk about whatever you want. The number is 336-680-1021.
It's time for me to shoot down some fake news. A few days ago, there were several headlines. Billy Dee Williams, at the age of 82, comes out as gender fluid. And there was an interview that several media outlets were citing as the source for that quote. They were saying that he did an interview with Esquire. You know, he's in the new upcoming Star Wars movie, so he's on like a little promo run.
Yeah.
So during this interview with Esquire, Billy Dee Williams said, and quote, "And you see, I say himself and herself because I see myself as feminine as well as masculine. I'm a very soft person. I'm not afraid to show that side of myself." So because of that quote, as I said, a lot of media outlets and a lot of blogs, they were reporting that Billy Dee Williams was coming out as gender fluid, which for those of you all who don't know what that means, is a person that does not refer to themselves with a gender, like you're genderless.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Dee Williams caught wind of that, and he said, "What the hell is gender fluid?" He said, when I said that, that's not what I mean. He said, I was referring to men getting in touch with the feminine side of themselves. I wasn't talking about sex. I wasn't talking about being gay or straight. I'm not gay by any stretch of the imagination. Not that I have anything against gay people, but personally, not gay. So he says that, yeah, thank you, Soulja Boy. You can shoot that fake news down. Mm-hmm. You know, for anybody that was saying he was trying to infer that he was gender fluid, you're just mistaken.
I'm anybody.
I knew that had to be fake news when I heard it the other day, because no man that did them good Coke 45 commercials the way he did them. With them ladies up in there pouring up that cold Coke 45 form. Oh, you know Billy D was on that 45.
It's 6:12, y'all.
Trips that you plan for the next hole.
18 minutes after 6 o'clock, 3 Live on your radio. And it has been a tough week for me in sports. I mean a tough one. Tar Heels get smacked by Ohio State by 25, the worst loss in the Dean Dome under Roy Williams. Then last night, them sorry Cowboys got out there and looked ridiculous against the Bears. I mean ridiculous. It wasn't even close. Even though the final score, if you're looking at it, you see it's 31-24. That means nothing.
Yeah.
It was 24-7 going into the fourth quarter. Trash. Then we scored. Then they let Mitch Trubisky come down and look like Lamar Jackson.
He did. He wasn't even running fast.
He wasn't. That boy jogged.
He wasn't.
LeBron was walking faster without that basketball than Mitch Trubisky was running on that field last night, Rob.
He wasn't
Rob.
Running fast.
For like 15 yards, Rob.
I was like, y'all not going to tackle him?
I said, wait, who is number 10? Wait, that's Mitch Trubisky? Man, you crazy as hell.
It was the slowest
15-yard scamper. Rob, he threw for 3 touchdowns. Ran for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And that, man, you know what?
Yeah. Old Mitchell.
Oh, and the reality is we're still number one in the division. And it's embarrassing. It's an embarrassing division to be in. The NFC East is the laughing stock of the NFL right now. Everybody's laughing at the stupid Cowboys and the Eagles, who just don't, neither one wants to go to the playoffs. I mean, they're doing everything they can. The losses are ridiculous. The Eagles just lost to the damn Dolphins.
The Dolphins.
We on a 4-game loss. I'm talking about, I don't remember last time I wore my robe. I don't know
your
where my robe is at. I don't know where my winning robe is at. Vikings, Patriots, Bills, Bears. Loss.
You all right?
No. It's a tough time, Rob. It was a tough week for me. It's been a tough 2 weeks. Thanksgiving wasn't that good for me either.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
It's been a rough 2 weeks.
Maybe just lay off sports for a while.
Nah, I can't lay off of them.
Maybe just lay off for a while.
Can't lay off of them.
Like, take a week off and be like, you know what? I ain't watching nothing.
Got too much going on, man.
Just go to streaming apps.
Got too much going on, man.
What's going? Watch The Irishman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to.
On Sunday.
Hey, that's what I should have done.
Twice.
No, I mean, my team's not playing them. I can watch The Irishman. I should have watched The Irishman last night. Or during that Ohio State-Carolina game. Tonight, you got Duke versus VTech in basketball. Tomorrow night, you got Wake Forest versus NC State in basketball. Mm. And then on Sunday, you got UNC versus Virginia in basketball. Tonight, locally, Grimsley versus East Forsyth in football. Whoever wins heads on to them states.
Yeah.
And my brother Horton does not like me saying Grimsley is going to win. Mm. He's upset about it.
Is he?
Yeah. Said, I heard you. You sounding real confident up there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, have I been sounding real confident? Said, yeah, you've been all season. I've just been hearing you saying, we going to the States, even though y'all got a loss by us.
Mm. Ooh, shade.
And that is bulletin board material, brother. The reason why, when them East Forsyth, what are they, Falcons?
I think they're Eagles.
Whatever.
If I remember correctly.
When they land in Jameson Stadium tonight, and that world to get a hold of it. You know what?
What is a whirly?
A whirly is like a tornado. But you know what? The way my luck has been going lately, I might need to root for East Forsyth.
She didn't like it.
What?
That a whirly is a tornado. She didn't. She's like, nobody refers to those as whirlies.
No, I think
I didn't say anything.
I don't think she had an opinion either way. I think
no,
you
didn't.
Just wanted to poke some fun and say something.
Yeah.
I think that's what that was all about.
But Worley came down and tore it up.
Hey, Worley Pride, baby.
Yeah, that's a vibe.
336-680-1021 is the number to reach the 3 Live, and you can control the radio this morning and talk about whatever you want to talk about in Free For All Friday. ...102 Jams, 12 Days of Christmas starts in 3 days.
Yep.
All the hottest jams you heard on 102 is brought to you...
...an NC529 account. To learn all about it, visit NC529.org today.
6:30 in the morning, 34 degrees. A little dyslexic there. 34 degrees outside. Yeah, you know, that's what that is when you do that, when you flip stuff. You ever do that?
We know what dyslexia is.
You ever flip stuff around like that?
Yeah.
So you have it too?
No. I just be moving too fast.
No, that means you got it too.
No, it doesn't.
58 going to be the high. By the end of the day, they say it's going to be cloudy. Good cold football weather.
No accidents. We're looking good out there. Keep it that way. Buckle up, get to your destination safely this morning. That's your 102 traffic jams.
Dripping and sipping. 102 jams.
It's 6:34, man. 26 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. on this very frigid Friday morning.
When Matthew Knowles jumped on Instagram and announced he was releasing unheard music from Destiny's Child, I got excited. Mm. Love me some Destiny's Child. Wanted to hear the unheard music from Destiny's Child, but honey, he wasn't doing nothing but doing it. It was not new music from Destiny's Child. He released an album. It's called Destiny's Child, The Untold Story, Girls Time. Girls Time was like the little girl group that Beyonce and Kelly had before they matured into women and became Destiny's Child. And so all the music that he released is like children's music, and I don't want to hear that.
What you mean children's music?
Like some of the titles on the album. Boyfriend, Girls Time Fun, Teacher Fried My Brain. It's like children's, yes, it's like children's content. It's like a little girl group.
How old are they?
How old was Beyonce? I don't know.
Like
I don't know
10,
how old
15?
They were.
No, not 15.
Not 15, yeah. Not, they weren't that old.
10 to 12, somewhere in there maybe?
Maybe younger. I'm not sure, but.
Wow, I'm interested.
When he dropped it,
yeah,
and I saw the high, I was a little upset because they had been somewhat deceived.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Let me go and hear it.
Yeah.
And you don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
No, you
don't. It don't even sound like Beyonce?
No.
No.
It don't?
No. No, it doesn't.
Dang.
I don't know which one's Beyonce.
You don't sound like little Beyonce?
No.
My girl said she couldn't even tell which one was Beyonce.
I'm like, is this B or is this B? Is this Kelly? Like it was the original Destiny's Child, the four.
Yeah.
Beyonce, Kelly, Latavia and Latoya. Yeah. It's those four. You know, they were Girls Time, but they were just so young.
Dang, I want to hear it.
I should have put that in fake news so I could shoot it down, because Matthew Knowles was doing it.
Dang, I want to hear that, though.
That's all he wanted, though.
Yeah.
He ain't got to go back twice. I just needed everybody, I needed the Hive to go and listen to it once.
Just one time. If you can get the Hive to listen to the whole Hive to listen to your project one time.
But see, it's not like I sat and listened to every song all the way through.
Yeah.
Because at a point, I was like, okay.
But did you stream? Did you download it?
No. Okay. No.
Oh, what was you listening? You just went to
I just went on Amazon Music.
Oh, I just listened to it. You was cheating.
Oh, what about the ones that jumped out there?
Yeah.
And just downloaded.
So you didn't do that because you had already saw the negative. You was like, why is everybody upset about this album?
Yeah.
But nah, the people that was upset about the album.
Just went and jumped out there and downloaded it first.
Yeah, they did that. ...102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here, and we got a phone call. We got a guy on the phone that says he wants to double back on a conversation we had yesterday regarding Lil' Kim and if she was a legend. All right?
Mm-hmm. Hold up.
What'd you want to say, bro?
I want to know, how can Drake not give Lil' Kim legendary status, bro? She laid the platform.
I'll give a pioneer. I'm not going to give a legendary.
What's the difference?
Come on, bro. She's iconic.
She iconic? See, now you're just throwing stuff out there now.
Wait a minute. Pioneer, legendary, iconic, that's all in the same realm, no?
I mean, no.
No? I'm not going to ask you to break down because I'm not going to ask you to break down the difference. However, I would like to know why you don't give her legend, though. Or for folks that's listening right now that may have never heard your reasoning behind it, why you just give her like moment in time / pioneer, but you won't give her legendary status. And she's like basically the blueprint for female MCs.
For female, she's the blueprint for female MCs.
Absolutely.
Okay. But that's why I say
No. Like when he says style. Blueprint, I think he means for like what you see in the industry today that are all mainstream and really successful.
Yeah.
Like Kim is the blueprint.
Yeah.
For sure.
Agreed.
Like for sure.
Yeah. How you don't get that legend?
Is Queen Latifah a legend?
Absolutely.
I'm not giving Lil' Kim legend then.
That's but like they're two different lanes,
they
though.
They don't. I mean, legends are legends.
Queen Latifah is a legend in what?
In music. You don't give Queen Latifah legend in music? No?
Yes, no. I give
Queen Latifah a legend in music. Just from
her
TV show
legend.
Overall,
yes.
She's a legend.
Like overall legend.
Yes.
But
she's an overall legend.
But even
the music.
When she came out with the UNITY and all that kind of stuff, that was a different level. That was a different
lane. So we're gonna give Lil' Kim legendary status off one album. In music. One album.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not. Not me.
Hardcore, you don't Notorious K.I.M.?
One album.
That was a great freaking album.
Her first album was her best album,
Hardcore.
If you ask me.
No question about which one was the
and
best.
That was the only good album.
But
no, Notorious K.I.M. was good.
If you ask me, you asking me.
But you don't base it off numbers. You basing it off how you feel about the person.
What numbers?
Just her numbers, period.
What you mean her numbers on her first album?
On all of her music, period.
What you mean all of her music?
Her albums, her singles,
what
everything.
What numbers you talking about?
Her music, right?
You just said numbers, now give me some numbers.
I don't have any numbers, but
I'm
asking you.
You can't tell me numbers. You asking me.
I'm not saying I can tell you numbers, my dude. I'm asking you, what are you basing it off of? How you feel about the person, or are you basing it off the numbers?
I'm basing it off of all that. She just got one album. Yeah.
She doesn't just have one album, though.
She got one album. In my opinion, she has one album.
That's what I'm saying.
So therefore, I just don't give her legendary status.
But you don't know why.
Oh, man. Drink.
I do know why. I just don't. I mean, I don't. Like I tell you, she has one album, Doc. I'm not giving her a legendary status off one album in music.
And what you say, bro?
Y'all talking about charts all day. Like she on these charts?
She laid the blueprint.
Yeah, like.
I mean, she laid the blueprint.
Like, I don't think.
Look at Nicki and everybody else. Look at Cardi B. They bite everything Lil' Kim ever did.
I don't think Impact gets enough props in determining legendary status. I don't. But I appreciate your call, bro.
That's valid. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Y'all have a great day, man.
You too. Roxy put him on the naughty list earlier this week. That's Future for you. Nine minutes.
Top of the naughty list.
Hold on. Who did you add yesterday, though? You was like, you know what? He's going to be on the list with Future. Forgot who it was.
Offset.
Offset.
If it's...
No, it wasn't Offset.
What?
Because I believed Offset.
You believed Offset.
So I didn't add Offset. I don't remember who. Dang, who did I add?
It wasn't Justin Timberlake.
Nope.
9 minutes. It will be 7 o'clock.
When I'm talking about him again, whoever it was, it'll come to me.
It's going to come right to you.
It will come right back to me.
I might have to go check out the 3 Live Rewind and see if I can't catch up on it. I forgot. Yeah.
The best store brand cookies in America. A survey was done. I've got the top 10, and I would like to know if you agree with your fellow Americans or nah. Number 10, Vanilla Wafers or Nilla Wafers. Number 9, Biscoff. I just refer to those as the airplane cookies.
I love them.
Yeah, them the cookies you get on the airplane.
I love them.
But you know what I found is when I'm not on the airplane, I don't really like them as much. I
ain't fooling with them.
I don't know why. It's weird. Y'all weird. Know. Number 8, Famous Amos.
Yes,
number 7, Tate's. I'm not familiar with Tate's at all. Number 6, Pillsbury ready-to-bake sugar cookies. Number 5, top 5 here. Keebler Chips Rainbow Deluxe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What? Number 4, Pepperidge Farm Milano Cookies.
Carla loves those.
Does she?
Oh, my God. They're her favorites.
Okay, number 4 on the list there.
Oh, they're her favorites.
Number 3, Keebler Fudge Stripes.
My favorites.
Yeah.
Number 2, which made me hot, Lofthouse Frosted Sugar Cookies. Do y'all know what those are?
No.
I know you better not be thinking about what I'm thinking.
Okay. you know when you go like to a party or something?
I know you're not thinking about.
And there are those real soft sugar cookies with that thick layer of frosting and sprinkles on the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those.
That's number two?
That's number two.
Toll House chocolate chip?
No. That's, hold on. Because I had pulled up a picture of them just
Oreo
in case I didn't.
One.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Damn.
What in the world?
Number
I've never,
two.
I've never
liked those.
I've never bought them.
I always ask, who brought these?
And number one on the list, rounding out the top 10 of the best store brand cookies in America.
Better be Oreo.
It is Oreo.
All right.
It is Oreo.
Get slapped around now.
All right. Where the Butter Thins at?
Butter Thins?
Butter Thins.
What are Butter Thins?
Oh, Roxy, the little Butter Thins. You know, you used to eat them when you was little. You put them on your finger and eat them off your finger.
Like a ring.
Like
we
a little ring. The Butter Thins. And there was in Vacation Bible School. Heavy.
Yes,
Vacation Bible School. Heavy.
Yeah, they probably could have replaced these Loft House Frosted Sugar Cookies. I tell you that.
And why they got them so high?
Number two on the list.
I drink till I'm drunk. Yeah. Smoke till I'm high. Yeah.
It's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, and yes, the Three Live Crew is on your radio. Getting ready for these parades tomorrow, Greensboro and Winston. We will be pulling up. Got a lady on the phone. It is Free For All Friday. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. You said we were talking about what early this week, Mama?
Yeah, I was talking about Lizzo and what her year was like this year. That song that's on the radio is not the only good Lizzo song. So all I want y'all to do is just go on YouTube, look up Tempo.
We didn't say that was her only good song. We said that was her biggest song. And that was her biggest song.
It was her biggest song. But all I'm saying is just give her a chance. Because she got some really fire songs.
No, we weren't knocking her.
We weren't giving her a chance.
Yeah, we weren't knocking her. We were just asking who had a bigger year between her and the baby.
No, I ain't saying she... I ain't talking about between her and the baby. I'm just saying, because B-Dot, you done said this more than one time, like, Lizzo, want. And all I just wanted to call in real quick and say, just go to YouTube and give her some of her songs a chance.
Wait, what has he said about Lizzo?
Yeah.
He said, I don't know, whenever anybody say something about Lizzo and you be like, do you care or nah? He be like, nah.
I be like, nah.
I'd be like,
I was the one that was like, Truth Hurts, really? I mean, you know, I don't really.
Truth
I don't
Hurts
dig it.
Was all right, but yeah. To me, Truth Hurts ain't even really her best song.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the song that went to radio.
Hmm.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you,
bud. Appreciate you,
bud. No.
UBailBondsNC.com.
Back at it.
How many bills do you got?
102.
Jams. Turn my ass on down a little bit. Yeah.
12 minutes after 7 o'clock, and yes, the Three Live Crew is right here on your radio saying good Friday morning to you.
In his statement that he released, Justin Timberlake says, listen, I did not have an affair with my co-star Alicia. I just drank a little bit too much that night and I lost control. He apologized to his wife. He apologized to his kid. He said nothing like that would ever happen again. And according to sources close to the couple, his wife, Jessica Biel, believes him. Now, that is a good thing for Justin Timberlake because they have a prenup in their marriage, but they've got what's called a love contract inside of the prenup. And if Justin Timberlake is caught cheating and that leads to the demise of their marriage, he could have to pay Jessica Biel $500,000. Now, this is apparently something like that's a thing. I would say probably amongst rich people, people with money who get prenups and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And like love that, like the love contracts, they don't only specify like what would happen in the case of infidelity. Like you could put anything in there. Like some of them have like weight requirements. Some of them have like... like sex requirements, yeah. Like I gotta get some this many times a week. You gotta stay this size. Like there are all kind of things that can be included in these quote love contracts.
Wow,
I found that very interesting.
Yeah, sir.
I found it interesting that you said that, you know, it's only those people with money. Or was somebody out there that said, "Nah, I came with this couch, this love seat." These appliances, and I'm leaving with everything that I had. You had nothing.
Ain't nobody do that.
I don't know. I don't think I know anybody with a prenup.
No, I don't know nobody.
Would you though?
Would I what?
Like, would you know, like, if I had a prenup, it's not something I'd be like, yeah, me and Carla got a prenup. I wouldn't. It's not anything that I would broadcast. Like, if you had a prenup, would you feel comfortable, like, just putting it out there that you and Chris had a prenup?
I would probably talk. I would have probably talked to y'all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, before we got married, I would have probably, like, that's something I would talk to my friends about.
Yeah.
That's so fair. People do it. So people do it, and then, like, they don't want to talk. Like, they're embarrassed about it.
Not necessarily embarrassed, I don't think, but it's just like, if I do know somebody with a prenup, like, they don't talk about it. Like, it's
Now that's the truth, yeah, because I don't know nobody with one. But if I know somebody and they have one, then I don't know.
Yes. I don't think I would know if my friends had one. Yeah.
You think so?
I would think that I would know that.
Yeah.
But maybe I wouldn't.
Who knows? We're poor, Johnny. So.
Michelle will need
one.
I got
one. I'm leaving with my
plans. I'm leaving with my plans. I'm a favorite. You probably don't want to let your baby mama take
a picture. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. 12 Days of Christmas kicks off on Monday.
Whoop, whoop.
I think the Apple Watches are missing, though.
No, they're not. I don't
know. Want to put that out there. No, you want to see me naked. It's 102, man. I want to be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning and 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. Good morning to you. What's happening?
More charges for R. Kelly. That's what's happening.
Oh my God.
Yesterday in New York, he was formally charged with a count of bribery from 1994, guys.
Man, go ahead.
Remember on the Surviving R. Kelly documentary when one of the guys was saying that he bribed a public official so that he could get a fake license or a fake ID for Aaliyah so that she and R. Kelly could get married?
I remember that.
This charge, that story is what this charge is stemming from.
Man,
and they've
go
officially
ahead.
Done it. And now I'm starting to question just all of the charges and what R. Kelly
yeah,
is
are.
Going to trial
yeah,
for now. Because I'm like, y'all done reached that far back. Is your case that weak
legit.
That you done reached that far back to 94?
And is that charge giving him more time than the ones you already got him that you got him for?
Like yes, he's already in there for racketeering, exploitation of a child, kidnapping, and forced labor. And then they just tacked the bribery charge on top of that.
Bribery ain't worse than some of them other ones?
And why is R. Kelly the one in for bribery when the other one is the one that went and got the ID for? Ain't that somebody else's charge? I'm confused at
don't
this
nobody
point.
Know them.
He got the case in Illinois. He got the case in New York. I'm confused.
I am as well.
Now my man R back on it. Yo, I'm not leaving this cell. I'm just not leaving this cell. Bring my Bible back in here. Bring my Bible back in here. Bring my Bible. I like the color of it. Bring my Bible. Oh, baby, you be lying in your
verses. No clue what happened with that. Let's try this again. 7:25, y'all. 25 minutes after 7. Good morning.
And the Chevy you want with the deal you can count on right now at Chevy.com.
It will give me a Chevy. Yes, I will. 36 degrees out there, 7:30 in the morning, and it's 36. Don't be surprised. You knew it was going to be cold. 58 going to be the high, though. But it's going to be cloudy. Partly cloudy now. But at the end of the day, it's going to be cloudy, though.
Ain't no accidents to report, which is a good thing. Now, we do have a situation where some objects fell off the back of a truck on 29 southbound. If that was a UPS truck, somebody let me know so I can pull up. Extra 102 traffic jams.
Pull up and do what?
You know, just help them pick up some of them boxes. Put them in my car.
You don't know what's in the boxes.
Either I can use
willing to take a chance.
Or I can sell it.
Willing to take a chance.
Yes, use it to sell it.
Yeah. I watched that show when they bid on the storage wars. Yeah. They don't know what's in that rock, but we bid.
Fall breeze and hoodies. 102 Jams. This
love. 7:35. 25 minutes, and it will be 8 a.m. Good morning.
I'm starting a new segment called How Grimy Can You Be? Because as I peruse the internet, I see stories all the time of just straight up griminess. A 78-year-old man, y'all, he goes to his bank and he makes a large withdrawal from his bank. Goes throughout his day like normal. Around 8:30 that night, there's a knock at his door. The man opens the door, and there's an unknown guy at his door that forces his way into the house. He starts beating up the 78-year-old man, asking him, "Where's the money? Where's the money?" He's beating up the 78-year-old man until a relative that was in the house hears the commotion, runs downstairs, tries to get the unknown intruder off the guy, runs out to call the police. The intruder runs upstairs, and he's trying to quickly search the house and find the money. Doesn't find anything, but runs out of the house. After a few days of investigation, y'all, guess who the police determined the intruder to be?
Somebody from that damn bank.
The freaking bank teller.
I knew it.
That serviced the guy. He knew the man took out a large amount of money, mm-hmm. wrote down his address, then goes to try and rob the man later that night. How grimy can you be?
Yeah, that's savage.
That is so grimy. The bank released a statement. They said when they were vetting the guy, when they were trying to hire him, there was nothing in his background that suggested he would do anything like that. He had like 2 traffic offenses. That was all. Just nothing. Even people that worked at the bank said there was nothing about him that made them think he would do anything like that. I'm like, how large? The police don't tell you how large the withdrawal was, but I'm like, how much money was it
to make somebody
for him to
right
put
there,
it all yeah. on the line like that?
Yeah, that's tough.
Straight up scumbag.
My question is, which bank? I would like to hear.
It's a credit union, Maryland.
Oh, it's a credit union?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Why does that matter?
I just had my first guess of bank.
23 minutes to 8, y'all.
Keep it with me. That's why the
wind I walk. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. 20 minutes, it will be 8 o'clock. And Bit Rock, earlier you was telling us about a story about Matthew Knowles dropped a new Destiny's Child album, but it really wasn't Destiny's Child. It was them when they were kids. Got a guy on the phone, said he can possibly defend Matthew Knowles. What do you want to say, bro?
Good morning. I was calling referring to that about the Beyonce Knowles. Well, as far as the father, maybe he was trying to throw it out there for other little children to be a little inspiration for them.
Nah, because his delivery on it made it seem like it was going to be Destiny's Child, like Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah, I got you.
Deceived me.
And he also didn't say, I'm releasing this album to inspire little girls around the world. He's saying.
Well, he didn't put it out there like that. Okay.
No. Heck no.
No. He knew what he was doing.
He knew what he did. I mean, this Matthew knows what we're talking about.
Fact.
He built Beyonce. He know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I thought not many throw it out there.
No, no doubt. I appreciate your call. You too.
Have a good weekend. Right.
Weezy out of here. Weezy out of here. Fresh piece of
paper. It's Free For All Friday, 12 minutes to 8 o'clock. I'm just keeping it a buck with y'all right now. Complete transparency. Big Rock had to dip and save my life this morning.
Man got a migraine.
Bro, it's shutting me down.
From, you know, that migraine's something else. I know a few people that deal with the migraine.
Bro, it is shutting me down. It's got me nauseous. It's got me feeling like I'm going to throw up. It's piercing behind my pupils. My head is throbbing. Like, it's so painful. I really just want to lay down, but I can't. So Roxy had to go and hold me down. She went to go get me some goodies, a ginger ale, and something to put on my stomach.
The goodies. People still on the goodies.
Yeah, I still does them goodies.
You still now. Do the goodies?
Heck yeah. Them BC powders, them goodie powders.
Get that little white, that little
boy,
and then like fold it and
fold
just,
it.
And dump it in your mouth.
Dump it back there, bro.
Well, cats used to throw them powders back.
You got to. Them joints work.
What kind of medicine is the powder?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, what's the difference between the powders?
That. Don't do that. Don't do that.
And regular old Advil. Don't like, what is the powders? Me. What's the goodies?
Don't do that to me, bro. I got some on the way coming here right now.
Somebody out there, tell me, what's the difference between the goodies?
Maybe somebody, the phone lines are crazy. Maybe somebody can tell me how to rectify this migraine. So I don't know what's going on. Got me a massage this week. It was on my neck and stuff. And was telling me that shit helped me out and alleviate the pressure and the migraines. I don't even remember the last time I had a migraine.
Wait a minute. Now we getting somewhere.
What?
Did you enjoy this massage?
I mean, it was a little painful.
Might need to come down to my law firm.
Boy, go to bed.
Your migraine is coming from this massage.
It is not. 10 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock, y'all. 3 live on your radio.
I'm just going to draw the papers up on your behalf.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Careers. Intercom Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Back at it.
Hey, my man performed this joint last night via iPhone.
102 Jams.
If you want, let's do it. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big Rock is back. Brought my goodies powder. Thank you, Roxy.
You're welcome.
5 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 live on your radio. Greensboro, Trey Foe, we in your parades tomorrow.
Has it kicked in yet?
Yeah, I feel like I'm bouncing back.
You sound a little bit.
I feel like I'm bouncing
yeah.
back.
Yeah, all right. Cap. That's fast. That was fast.
Neat. Oh, that goodie powder hit.
Okay.
Like Mike Tyson in the late 80s, Rock.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, yesterday she announced it's happening, Dot.
Oh, you want to talk about this now?
The House will draft articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump.
Oh, it must be serious to you now.
It's not serious to me.
Okay.
No. I don't care.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's just something I feel like we should mention.
Yeah.
And for those that do care, they could call and talk about it if they please.
I'm going to tell you somebody who don't care.
Who?
Donald Trump.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trump said, hey, speed it up, yo. If y'all gonna do this impeachment thing, speed it up for me, yo. I got places to be. If you gonna fire me, trust. I got other job ventures and business ventures I can be doing right now.
You wanna know what? That thing is entertaining, man.
What? Okay.
That thing is
He the Tekashi of politics.
That thing, man, Donald Trump is entertaining, man.
I didn't care either until I heard her say it. I saw the video of her saying it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'm not really into the whole impeachment thing. Y'all been talking about it the whole time. I don't believe y'all, but what's more important is, why do you sound like that, Nancy? That's my first time hearing Nancy.
Oh, you never heard Nancy
speak?
Nancy's
struggling up there, just the way she was. I was like, you know, Nancy on her last ankle.
Here he go.
They all on their last ankle.
Why
man.
Is there so many?
All up there just looking
I'm talking
old.
About Ben should have gave it up.
I'm so sick of politics.
Everybody.
I don't care about it at all.
Everybody's just old.
I just had a man in my DMs. He was giving me the business.
For not talking about it.
For not talking about it. Yeah. And I should be more informed. And
but
we should be ashamed of ourselves. And maybe we should, but I ain't.
Yeah.
So I should be ashamed of myself because I'm not heavily well-versed in the impeachment process
informed,
of Donald
Trump. We should admit that. We should probably be more informed, but I am so weary of politics. I just am.
No question. We have a responsibility on this platform to inform. Y'all know that.
Yeah.
We like to entertain and inform, and that is a big story going down. Like, my mother-in-law, like, she talks about that. Like, y'all ain't talking about the impeachment drug. And I'm like, not really. And I know, and I apologize, because I do feel like that's a bit irresponsible on our part. However, like Roxy says, like, I just,
I'm weird.
I've tried it. I just have no vested interest.
I hear you, man.
In national politics, I would rather have CJ come up and tell us what's going on the local front before I go digging, trying to build my brain cells on national politics.
I hear you, but I got to defend us.
Okay.
We've mentioned it every time. Guess what? The government has mentioned it and everybody else has mentioned it. But guess what y'all just doing? Mentioning.
Yeah.
When you get to impeaching, we gonna get all in it. But don't be expecting me to sit up and just keep on mentioning
every
it.
Week.
I'm mentioning it every week. Dot, it's something new. This man been doing stuff ever since he
Before
sat
you.
In that house.
Legit.
But we got
point,
to mention
has
it.
Has he been doing stuff at this point? I don't even know. Yeah. If he been doing so much, why we ain't impeaching you? Ain't been impeached then. What happened to the Mueller report? What happened to that?
Oh, Roxy, what's happened to everything?
Dang,
now we talk
report.
About
we
this call with the Ukrainian president. Now we on that.
Now the people about to call up and fuss at us.
I'm weary.
Why? 9 minutes after 8.
Because we not getting the impeachment process started. We can't get it started. We can't get it started. But when it gets started, we're going to be all in it.
Bought it. Crib. Got it. Job.
It's 8:14 right now, 14 minutes after 8 o'clock. What's happening?
Congratulations are in order, guys. After just a few weeks of dating, it seems as if Delicious and Raymond Santana, one of the exonerated five, are engaged. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, he took it. He's taking it.
Brought my migraine back, friend.
Yeah. And I know it did. I know it did. Because it's not necessarily. Because Delicious did it.
Y'all, a lot happened in the room.
Because Delicious did it.
As soon as the words left my mouth, a lot happened in the room. Please excuse my unprofessionalism.
My man Raymond Santana was a victim. And just coming out.
Can I finish, please?
And she saw it.
Okay.
Okay.
May I finish, please? She uploaded a video on her story of him giving her what appears to be an engagement ring. It's just all awkward looking. They're at a restaurant. They've got some family and friends there. But at the point where the video picks up, like, he's not down on one knee or anything. And she just takes the ring out of his hand and put it on her finger.
Yeah.
But, you know, who are we to judge, love?
We're not.
Who are we to judge,
But we're
going to
speak real. We're going to speak real.
No.
Delicious is just not a get on one knee kind of girl. We're just not going to get down. He wasn't going to get down. He said, I'm not going to get down for Delicious.
I said at the point where the video picked up, I don't know whether he was down or not.
And Rox, let me tell you this. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what a man can't resist. Straight exonerated from jail. A woman with a booty like Delicious.
He's been out of jail for a long time. Shut up, Drake.
But still, though. But still, nothing came in front of him that looked like Delicious. Nothing. Delicious came through there. Hey, Rock.
I'm just so shocked.
You talk about catching a man all at the right time.
All right.
And we.
I said all right. All we have to say is congratulations.
That girl got one of the exonerated five.
That's success. When preparation meets opportunity, she prepared. She got the opportunity.
Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go. Why you trying to?
That's what I like it.
21 minutes after 8 o'clock, Free For All Friday. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, 3 Live.
What's up?
Good morning.
Hey, Dot, I got a question for you.
All right.
Didn't you graduate from Grimsley?
Yes, sir.
You going to check out the game tonight?
It's a strong possibility, good brother.
Okay.
Strong possibility.
I'm from East Forsyth, but I was hoping to see that.
Are you an East Forsyth guy?
Okay.
How many points you think y'all going to lose by tonight?
Ooh.
Oh, Lord. I didn't know he was coming like that.
Hey, man.
Probably, you know, we're repeating champions, right? We're returning champions.
Yeah.
Get y'all out of there about 7 points.
Y'all going to get us out of there about 7?
Yeah, it's going to be close.
See, the reality of the situation is y'all the only team to beat us all season. And we remembered that. We're not going to let y'all beat us twice in Jameson.
Well, you saw how Mount Tabor. It's like Winston-Salem taking over Greensboro. You saw how Mount Tabor did Dudley. 2 times this year.
Mm. All right.
So it's gonna be the
My boy went stats on me. Mm. All right. We shall see.
You weren't ready for that.
I was not ready
for
that.
You ain't had no stats ready.
I didn't know Dudley had embarrassed the city like that twice to Mount Tabor. Hey, good luck to y'all. Hey, on some reals though, like I was telling my bro Horton, man, like this is one of those games that whoever wins, I'm going to be sort of cool with, just in the idea that my brother, Ronald Horton, he's the offensive coordinator for East Forsyth. So,
okay, of course.
Like, I was happy when he won a state championship last year. If he gets to go and go back-to-back and try to repeat that thing, I'm going to be happy for that. But, of course, I'm a worldly to the heart, man. Like, I don't think we've ever competed for a state championship. Like, so what President O'Connell is doing over there at Grimsley and just the athletic department over there, man, I'm just so proud to be a worldly, man. I'm going to be super ecstatic. Should we be able to pull through and get to that state championship tonight?
And for real, I'm excited for Grimsley too, man. I've never seen him this far.
Never. I'm talking about never, dog. Never. Like, it's a good time to be a worldly, man, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Hey, but I'm going to try to be out there tonight, man, depending on the temperature, because, you know, I ain't got a winter coat. So depending on the temperature and what the wife and my little girl trying to do tonight, that's all in the balance. But I'm going to be rooting regardless.
Okay, you know, you're probably the most famous alum now, so you need to show up.
Dang, do I hold that title?
You maybe. It's a possibility.
It might be a strong possibility that I am one of the most notable alumni of Grimsley.
Alumni from Grimsley?
Dang. That man might have said something.
But what you going to do?
I think I might have to walk that track tonight.
You going to hold your ends of the bargain or what?
I think I'm going to have to walk that track tonight.
My man.
So get you an extra medium coke for drinking and get on out there.
Hey, man, if you see me out there, man, make sure you get my attention so we can chop it up for a second, fam. I'll come over there to the East Forsyth side.
All
Okay.
All right, say no more. Be good, family.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, matter of fact, man, all Grimsley Worldies, all Grimsley Worldies along.
Oh, here you go.
Let's pull up.
Here you go.
Let's pull up deep. Hey, where John Graham at? John Graham, Mike Woody, Von Deese. Where the homies at? Yeah.
Oh, so now you go orchestrate a reunion tonight.
I said all his homies' names.
I bought a Benz, just on all these.
Roxy.
Yes.
George Zimmerman.
That's who it was. You put on the naughty list.
It's 102 Jams with the three Future. Live crew. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you know what? Now hold up now. Now, I was wrong for that. Now, I'm not going to do Future like that.
Okay.
George Zimmerman is in a scumbag league of his own.
Okay.
Higher than Future.
Okay, so rank
these. Yes, way higher than Future.
Rank these three on the scumbag
list. On the list of scumbags?
Okay, these three.
Uh-huh.
Future.
Okay.
George Zimmerman.
Uh-huh.
And the bank teller that went and robbed the dude
My
and beat him
goodness.
Up.
My goodness. Okay. Gosh. George Zimmerman, scumbag league of his own.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to have to go bank teller.
Yeah, got to go bank teller.
I got to go bank teller.
So Future is third. I like the way Future's moving down this list.
Oh, I don't.
She about to bait with the bank teller.
I think bank teller and Future are in a scumbag list, but mm-hmm. George Zimmerman, that's like colonoscopy bag. Like that's like ish bag. Like he like ish bag.
O-Time beckons at breakfast because of one big word. Bacon.
Time for the holidays. Treat yourself to a festive favorite today. Only at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Official smoothie of the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, and it's the official smoothie of the Panthers?
Yeah.
Rocks a tropical smoothie, bro. Yeah. This just happened over the past 6 months, though. Like, you know, I was a juice shop smoothie guy.
Yeah.
But then, like, from somewhere, I don't know what happened, but I tried one of them green ones one time. And after that, I've been addicted to tropical smoothie.
Panthers done jumped on the tropical smoothie. Remember when they had the donut?
Remember when they had the donuts? Hey, the Panthers will do some good refreshments, though.
Yeah. We still good.
40 degrees out there and cloudy.
Yeah. Good refreshments.
Yeah.
Record not too.
40 degrees.
Bruh, at least you're not the Cowboys. So there's that.
We don't have a chance of getting to the top of our division. Okay.
That's because you got a great division.
Yeah.
Everybody in our division sucks, including us.
Yeah, okay. 58 will be the high.
Yeah.
It's going to be cloudy today. No rain, just clouds.
The best team in y'all division's got 10 wins.
Yeah, they do.
The best team in our division, 6. And we are that team.
I thought y'all was at least up to 7 or 8.
No, we ain't got no 7. We're like 6-7, bro. Huh. Ain't that embarrassing? We should forfeit. The NFC East should forfeit our daggone spot and just give it to somebody that's much more deserving. Like the 49ers. The 49ers can rep for the NFC East this year.
Whatever happened to the Raiders that year when they was leading the division and didn't go to the playoffs? That's what should happen
they
to y'all.
They didn't lead the division, right? That's what I'm telling you. They beat everybody in the division. They went 6-0 in the division, but their record was like 6-10. The Chiefs that year went 10-6. They had the best record in the division.
They beat everybody in the division, Rock. They just lost all the other games. They lost all the other games, so...
The Chiefs may have lost to the Raiders, but they
beat the Chiefs
and the Chargers and whoever else is in that division.
So what happened?
They lost the other games. Their record was just lower than the Chiefs.
So what is happening to Dallas right now?
Oh,
they beating everybody in the division.
Oh no, the Eagles could have been past us, but they doing stupid stuff too. That's why you keep seeing all these memes of the Eagles and the Cowboys going stepping back a spot. Even with the loss we took last night, the Deadskins even got a little bit of life now.
Let me tell you something. What? If them Redskins come back,
oh my god, and we got to play them again. I believe if we lose to the Deadskins, man,
let me tell all y'all something.
Oh my god.
If the Redskins come back,
Rock, I wouldn't be able to
live. I might root for them.
Man, when I tell you.
God, you talk about it.
Dallas fans
Dallas fans will be mad.
Yes. Like, we don't mind losing to the Eagles. Like the Eagles representing, that's one thing.
But the Redskins is a no?
Roxy, we've been
playing. Why is the Redskins such a no?
We've been playing Cowboys and Indians ever since you can remember.
Mm.
Cowboys and Indians hate each other.
That's the truth.
Hey.
You said something.
If them Redskins come back and take that division. I'm talking about the turning on each other from Dallas fans, the turning on Jerry, the turning on
Dak, Amari, Zeke, nobody.
Jason Garrett get fired last night?
Jason Garrett is not getting fired this season. Well, he might get fired at the end of the season. But now, Adam Schefter reported, why are we doing a sports break during the weather?
I'm hot, though.
Serious accident on in Winston-Salem on New Walkertown Road, north of 14th Street, right there at Waterworks Road. Also in Greensboro, there's an accident on West Meadowview Road, east of Freeman Mill Road, right there at Coliseum Boulevard. We'll get back into sports again before 9 o'clock because you want to know what Drankins is mad about. I know I do. That's your 102 Traffic Jams.
Hip-hop sounds around your town.
Osama bin
is here with a Ratchet Report. 19 minutes until 9 o'clock.
Just two quick stories. Found out this morning, I didn't know, that raccoons wash their food before they eat it. At least that's what we think, because we see them washing it. But really, they're not washing off their food. They're just, like, they wet their food to gain more sensory information from it before they eat it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, couple has a little wild raccoon in their backyard. You know, raccoons like to wash their food, Rob. What do they feed the raccoon? Cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that raccoon kept putting that cotton candy in that water and kept dissolving. He didn't know what was going on, Rock. He just kept grabbing cotton candy. Oh, where's my food going, Rock? He did.
Why they do that raccoon savagery like that?
I laughed now, at it.
How long did he do that?
Till it was gone. Probably.
I mean, it was he took a big hunk.
Uh-huh.
I think it was his last hunk he had.
Oh.
Rocky went back to find.
He was just distraught. Sorry for the little raccoon.
I know, man.
I feel sorry.
And angry at the people that did that to him. Yeah, that was dirty.
Moving along. Like, everybody's doing too much with the songs and bringing it to church.
Mm.
I told y'all that. Mm. But hey, usually when I report this, it's usually the black church.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Not us this time.
Mm.
Hey, y'all, this right here is the Bible slide featuring the...
Dot, what you doing? Dot, what you doing? Dot, what you doing?
Nope.
People need to hear this.
Nope.
Dot.
Dot, I've got to see it through.
Dot.
Play the song. I got to see it through.
Right, it's like another 40 seconds of this.
Yes, and I got to see it through. Now, come on.
From the top or you just...
Yes, from the top. Matter of fact, from the top.
Okay.
And don't interrupt that man.
So I would like it if you got up and followed the song too, Doc.
It's about to get funky. That voice.
Come on.
And I have a migraine, so I'm not getting nothing doing it.
Hey y'all, this right here is the Bible
hey,
slide
yo.
Featuring the Freedom Band. And this time we're about to get holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. Everybody clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. All right, we about to have some spiritual milk. To the left.
Oh.
Take a step of faith. Pray once this time. On the devil, let's stomp.
Oh, on the devil, let's stomp.
On temptation, let's stomp.
On temptation, let's stomp.
You force that temptation. Nah.
Die. On temptation, let's stomp. Keep it going. Keep it going. Come on.
Let's see it though.
Now praise and shout.
Woo!
To the right.
That was it right there. I wanted you to get that last. Now praise and shout.
Woo!
Huh? On the devil, let's stomp.
You better be glad I got a migraine.
On temptation, let's stomp.
Or I'd hop on your ass.
You would?
Yeah, sir.
I'm glad you got a migraine, man.
I would be over that count on your head.
So you don't want to on the what devil, let's stomp?
What if I kind of liked it?
Did you?
On temptation, let's stomp.
Freedom band. And this time, we're about to get
holy.
I'm a star, got this n***a wishing. He say he hungry, this the kitchen. Yeah, that's my doubt, he go
Oh, my bad. Wrong music.
Osama bin Laden.
Just gave us a ridiculous ratchet report. Yes, ridiculous. Yes, ridiculous. Ridiculous. And there's a new song. Man, you saints or something else. You saints will remix everything. They didn't remix the damn cha-cha slide to this.
Hey, y'all, this right here is the Bible slide featuring the Freedom Band. And this time, we're about to get holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. Everybody clap your hands. Clap. Clap, clap, clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. All right, we about to have some spiritual milk. To the left. Take a step of faith.
pray once this time. On the devil, let's stomp. On temptation, let's stomp. Now praise and shout.
Woo! Oh, to the right. God. Good morning.
Hey, yo. That Bible thing.
That's bro, right.
I about died when I seen that on Instagram yesterday, right?
And what's crazy is I saw the video. I saw Kev on stage doing a video about that, and I just scrolled past. I ain't even look at it.
Yo.
And I'm glad I did.
I looked at the whole video.
Yeah.
Yo, it's hilarious, dog.
Bro, they got the whole song. I thought they done remixed the whole song.
That whole long ass song, bro.
Yes.
Hey, look, I was trying my best to download it so I could share it.
My boy said on Temptation,
my
let's stomp.
Jesse's
how he get Temptation in there like
he
that?
He got it in there.
He got it in.
On Temptation, let's stomp. I can't
he
even
got
do
it.
It.
In. He put it in there.
Man, shut up, man.
Two symbols.
My boy said he got it in there.
Two syllables.
That's what he said. Temptation.
Yeah.
Temptation.
Yeah, Temptation. I can't, man, bye. I'm not doing this. Eight minutes to 8 o'clock, y'all. Good morning to you. Three live on your radio. And no, I do not have my Cowboys robe on this morning because it is a winning robe. And I ain't wore that robe in a month. And last night was the first time in my life where I actually said bad stuff to Tariq. At the end of the game, they kneeled down for the last play.
My man does his.
That fool did a backflip. I said, man, sit your stupid corny self down somewhere. I said that to
my
TV.
Why you say that to Reed?
And I shouldn't have, but I was so mad.
That's how my man went viral initially, remember?
I don't give a damn.
Man did the backflip with the one hand
catch. But he was catching footballs then. He wasn't beating my Cowboys.
Yeah.
Gosh, man, I was angry. Drankers, about 20 minutes ago, you said you were upset about something. We had an impromptu sports break.
What I'm hot about is the fact that Jerry can let Jason Garrett finish his season, but we can let Ron finish his.
Sounds to me like y'all got smarter ownership.
Hey, just get Jason out.
Yeah, like.
What are we holding on for?
I like the way y'all handled it better.
I mean, hey.
You're not coming back. Let's just do it now.
But see,
but in ours, though, like our season was what it was. Like, I mean, we might make, but I doubt it because all the other good records in the NFC. So just let the man just finish the season. Go on now. The difference
between Ron Rivera and Jason Garrett is I don't think that Ron Rivera lost his locker room. I think those guys still respect Ron Rivera.
You can see all the farewells and all that. Yes.
The Cowboys have quit on Jason Garrett. You can see it. It's obvious. They don't believe in him. They don't trust him. And for that reason is why I think Jerry Jones needs to get him. Not because we can put in somebody right now that'll be a savior and turn things around for the franchise, but just because they don't even look like they want to play for Jason Garrett. And then you just see Jason Garrett standing over there on the sideline with that stupid-ass look on his face every time.
Every game.
We're down 24-7. That dude just sitting over there just...
Sitting over there looking like, yes, I have brown rice, black
yes,
beans.
Yes, yes.
Chicken.
Let me get the fajita veggies.
Because y'all season can still be saved.
Roxy, ain't no saving. We are first in our division headed to the playoffs.
Yeah.
We don't need a saving. You feel me? From that in that perspective.
I mean, saved as in like y'all could make noise.
Yeah, but the way we're playing right now.
Y'all not going to make no noise.
We're going to get embarrassed.
Yeah.
First round of the playoffs. First round is going to be a home game, too, in Dallas. And I saw what happens in Dallas. I told y'all, there's no home field advantage in Dallas because it's so damn big.
You know when you pull up the cookout, and you know you've been there, but you're looking at that menu, you're like, right. What do I want? That's how Jason Garrett be looking. He be looking like, hey, do I go with the wrap? Quesadilla.
That's real.
Straight.
Do I go with the Whitney?
I'm talking about, you didn't see the really looking off.
Do I go with Zeke?
Like he said, like he mumbling to another coach. Is Jerry looking?
Now, if there's somebody else in this room that should be upset, is Roxy.
Me?
Yeah, because I'm playing Roxy in fantasy football, and she had Zeke last night. Zeke had 82 yards and 2 touchdowns, and I was livid because at that point, Amari Cooper had 1 catch. That was it.
You got Amari Cooper?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Amari Cooper just started balling. Messed around and got a garbage scrub touchdown. It was amazing. I knew you couldn't have seen that.
Uh-uh.
You couldn't have seen it. Like I
appreciate y'all for just scoring because Mo had Chicago.
I mean, as long as my player did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it was looking bad for Amari. I mean, bad. Like, I'm talking about, like, he had, like, 3 points up until, like, 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter and finished with 20 points.
What y'all going to do with Randall Cobb?
I don't know. I like Randall Cobb. I like Randall Cobb. I like Randall Cobb a lot. You think Randall Cobb been lost?
Would you rather have Cole right now or Randall?
Cole Beasley or Randall?
Yeah.
Randall.
Real?
Yeah, even though Cole Beasley balled out, that was bulletin board. He got cut. Like, I understand, but I think Randall Cobb is better than Cole Beasley, personally.
Apple great. Impressive. Get 2 Minute Maid 12-ounce juices for $3. Available at participating convenience stores.
2 for the $3? Back at it. DJ Lil Vegas about to mix for 30 minutes for the free. Let's turn up.
102. Jam.
Hey, some of y'all need a Temptation song for Christmas to start. This is what I need right here. Talk to him, Gucci.
Yeah, the Lord of Winter, I pull up in a Verto. Got an extendo and an eight.
Fly, fly, fly.
My neighborhood philanthropist. I'm selling bills and selling bills.
102 Jams. You can catch the 3 Live crew. Fat G's, Marky Mark, Showdown, Big Mo, all of us. Tomorrow in the big black and yellow Suburban, DJ Lil Vegas gonna be on the back mixing. Vegas, let me ask you a question. When you back there mixing and stuff like that, do you have gloves on for your hands?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Sometimes I got the gloves with the fingers cut out.
Oh, okay, okay. You got the Carlos Alejandro Santos.
Yeah, those, yes, exactly.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Keep your palms warm, but your fingertips so you can
still work out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we will be out there at the parades. Winston-Salem has a parade, the Christmas parade. Greensboro has their Christmas parade. And we're going to be in both of those joints on tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous parade. And excited all at the same time.
Why?
Well, I'm nervous because I know I'm going to be cold. But I'm excited.
Just
because
go get a coat.
First of all, First of all, you just can't just go get a coat. It ain't that easy to just go get a coat.
It takes
some planning and some looking and searching and deciding which ones you want and stuff like that. Best insulation and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
They got a big old North Face section over there, Dick.
I'm not really the North Face guy though. That ain't really my bag.
Roxy went to Macy's. They got a good selection over there at Macy's. They got a bunch
of
good.
No, they did. They did.
They did. They did.
You done missed the sale, though.
I missed the sale.
You missed the sale.
They should have another sale or something. Is this close to Christmas?
No, honey. The sale is gone. The sales are gone.
How the sales gone and we like 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out from Christmas?
That's why the sales are gone. We buying this stuff anyway. They know that.
Damn.
Why? Black Friday.
I might just put a coat on and Mason just take off to the exit.
Really?
So if y'all should happen to see the sensor tag still on my coat tomorrow.
All right.
Judge not, lest you be judged first.
I don't think it'll be a sensor tag. It'll be a big ink spot from it busting open. When you hit that, when you go past that little sensor.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, there's a little red and black ink all over yourself. Looking guilty.
Is that what happens?
Yes, on the ones that have the little ink. Yeah, that ink.
And
bus.
Look, who knows?
Yeah, how would you know?
Clefto.
Hey, little mama, would you like to be my sunshine?
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Drankins. It's 9:27. 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. 3 Live crew right here on your radio.
What if y'all saw me flying coming down one day?
I just saw you flying.
Now, why you gotta be all like that?
When you need to find a home improvement contractor,
why? That's intercom.com/careers. Intercom Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
B. Dot, Drankins, and Roxy Braxton.
Hello out there, 921, 29, actually.
What accent is that? Is it Australian or British?
It's Norwegian, actually.
No, it's not.
It's not, Rob.
See, now I got to see. Y'all ain't never been to Norway. See, I ain't going to do it because y'all ain't never been to Norway.
We know people from Norway.
Facts.
Y'all don't know nobody from Norway.
Yes, I do.
Y'all
so there.
Nobody from Norway.
Absolutely.
Who?
It's none of your business. You don't know the same people I know.
Nobody got to say names.
You don't know who we know?
Exactly. 41 degrees out there.
Ho?
Wait a minute.
No, I was working on my Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho. I just ain't got the other two out yet. My bad.
43 out there.
Did you like that rock? That was quick on my feet, wasn't it, Rock?
How you lost so fast?
Wow. but I'm not very good at it, as you see.
Hey, that's okay.
They'd be fast, but they'd be bad as hell. Are you done, sir?
I think it 43. Was the delivery.
Yeah,
the delivery's not really good when you lie.
Nah, it's not. And Cole told me that, too. That's not the here nor there.
And the high is 58.
Sorry, Drank.
Nah, don't apologize to me. Apologize to the fans that wanted to hear the weather.
Why are they fans? Why can't just be listeners?
Man. People are fans of the weather.
People are fans of the weather?
You ain't never been at the house watching somebody say, hold on, cut the news on. I want to see what the weather going to be tomorrow.
Never.
That's a fan of the weather.
Never heard it.
No, I have heard that. I'm
Roxy,
you've heard
Roxy.
That.
Roxy.
Now, you have done that. Roxy, you have done that. See what the weather
people
is.
People go to their phones to see. Well, anybody saying cut the news on so I can see what the weather going to
like
be.
But you ain't grow up
well,
with
even
your
those. Well, you just named some other fan right there. Go to their phone to see the weather. Fan of the weather.
That's because they have plans for the weekend.
You
not
know
fans
your mama
of
used to tell you to be quiet while that weather was on?
No. Never. She never told me to be
it's
quiet.
It's people out here that they not fans of the weather. They don't care. They just get them go.
Nobody.
You don't
that.
Have to be a fan of. Nah.
Now
people definitely do that.
Just get up and go.
Oh, yeah. I am.
I think
him.
I'm gonna get up and go. And go
I'm about to say I'm people.
Now that I'm checking myself.
You already know what you're gonna put on. You put it on. You get on. Get up out of there.
What's up? Get outside. I'm like, damn, I should have put on more clothes. It's
yeah,
cold out
no,
here.
No, that's true. Because once I got on what I got on, I got on what I got on.
Especially see? You now with the garage.
What?
It's over for it.
You're not a fan of the weather. But somebody was like, turn that game off right quick. Put it on the news. Let me see what the weather is. Somebody did that last night.
Somebody did.
No, somebody just turned the damn game off because it was a piece of crap. On the roads, no accidents to report. Buckle up and drive safe out there. That's your 102 traffic jam.
Man, just lashed out.
My bad.
Is your winter robe at the cleaners?
I don't know where the damn robe is at. I ain't seen
Have
it in a month.
Have you washed it since the last time you wore it?
I ain't seen it in a month.
It's probably linty. And little balls rolled up on it.
Poor little winter
looks
robe.
Looks like it needs to be brushed. Like a manged dog's back.
Changing leaves, avoiding the sneeze.
It's 9:35, 25 minutes until 10 a.m. 3 Live on your radio. And I'm thinking, if I run real fast, none of the security will stop me at the Macy's when I put on my coat so I can be warm tomorrow for the parade. You think I got a better chance of running out of Macy's or Old Navy?
I think you should just buy the coat, stupid.
Mm. Well, you said there ain't no more sales.
Ain't no more sales.
No.
So there ain't no more
there
buying.
There are more sales. There are more. She's just tripping. There are more sales.
But are sales on a good coat?
Yeah.
I'm going to just try
nope.
it on.
Nope.
Try it on.
You won't get the same sales she got per se, but there is a sale.
You ever stole some
you
shoes
You may
from
have
the
to apply
store?
For a Macy's card. Get an extra 20% or so off. But hey!
You gotta, hey,
look at me. Concentrate on me, not over there. On me, on me.
Are they gonna run my credit?
Concentrate on me.
Are they gonna run my social?
Concentrate on me.
What's the percentage off?
But what he
like 15, 20, something like that.
But what he talking about?
They gonna give me 20?
No, it don't be that much.
What, Roxy?
It do not be that much.
Look I know it ain't an Express.
Look over
Express
here
try to give you the 10.
Thank you. And talk with Target, give you about 5%. You want 5% back?
What Macy's gonna give me, Drink?
Huh?
What Macy's gonna give me?
I'm gonna find. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Phone lines crazy. They might know right something. Now. Good morning.
Listen, y'all. Yeah. Guy got me crying talking about he gonna put the coat on and walk out of Macy's.
Never say a walk.
I'm not. Run.
There we go.
Yeah,
listen,
go
I'm
run.
Not about to play with you.
What? I'm not about to pay with you. I'm out of here.
You got me in the car weak. I've been trying to call y'all all morning, trying to tell y'all how delicious and wiped up the fiance now.
How who?
Oh yeah, delicious
you know
and
about delicious
and old Raymond.
Yes.
And they engagement. Girl, we done talked about that, child. I couldn't even get through the story because of the faces. Dot and Drink was in here.
Wait,
baking.
What are y'all talking about?
Delicious and the Exonerated Five got being engaged.
But what about? Oh,
they got engaged yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Roxy told us that. What did you get through? Though? You said you didn't get through the story. What did you leave out?
Mm-hmm.
What didn't you get to? I mean,
no, I'm saying I couldn't get through it without laughing.
Oh, yeah.
But more exciting than the engagement and the wedding, I want to see what Corey gonna wear in the wedding.
Hey,
but wait a minute. Did y'all see how Delicious looked at her hand and looked at the ring?
Yeah.
She didn't like it. She didn't like
sent
it.
Me.
She didn't like the ring.
She didn't
it like
the ring
she
at
liked
all.
It. I think she liked it.
That ain't what she's saying,
I don't
Rock.
I think she liked it, Big Rock. I think she looked at it and squinted a little bit like, where's that?
No, she She lifted her hand to look at the ring.
Because she definitely better not look at it. Did that.
I didn't read that much into it, but maybe I need to go watch it again, child.
She better not have looked at it like that.
Because all I could think about was how Drink was Drink, how long did you give him the last?
Oh, how long I get him?
Yeah.
We got to put them on the list, Rob.
Yeah, because I say she bleed him dry in a year. In a year, she suck him dry. I'm talking about everything gone.
Suck him dry.
I'm talking about dry. I'm talking about done dried that man up.
Hey, I'm going to let y'all go after this. One more couple I'm on the fence about. I love them. Real cute. I wish them nothing but success and happiness and blessings with this new baby. But Erica and Safari, I'm suspicious.
Why are you suspicious?
They look so in love. I'm not suspicious as far as them being, you know, really, really going, you know, going through it, being in love.
You know how.
I just don't trust Erica.
You know how when the NFL's coming to rookie, they give them incentives on their contract, right? On the Love and Hip Hop contract, it was incentives. It was like, now look, you get together this amount. Drake. Baby, this amount. Marriage,
right,
this amount.
Right. You have a minute. We'll pay you this much.
Here he go.
No
I
way.
Think they love each other. I do.
How long we gonna give them, y'all?
But you're right. I don't trust Erica at all.
Really?
I don't trust her one single bit.
Mm-mm. No.
Hey, Erica done been ran through on Love and Hip Hop.
She gonna,
now.
That's right. She gonna take Safari for all this dildo money. Just got that dildo money. And she gonna take all this dildo money.
Coconut oil money he got.
Yeah.
All of it.
All right. Y'all ridiculous.
Y'all play.
You play.
You play.
I love y'all.
Love you back, mama.
You like it what you see? Everything designer that's on me.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you. And, hey, Roxy's just annoying. It's simple as that. Drives us crazy. Don't do no crimes with Roxy. Ever. Not even a stealing of gas. She gonna call the police while she in the car. Excuse me, officer. We just stole gas.
If I'm not part of the crime, then no. You know, my crime days are over. So you're right. Don't do no crime with me.
Shut up. People hear food in your mouth. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Chilling. What's up?
I need Roxy to get on board with this whole plan because all he's trying to do is be Dope Boy Fresh.
I'm not going to encourage him to steal a coat.
That's it, man.
It's not stealing. It's not stealing.
It is stealing.
And he can't be Dope Boy Fresh. And he can't be Dope Boy Fresh. Dope Boys ain't got no good coat either.
Can you imagine being on the front of that, the cover of that magazine that's got
slam,
all the mug shots
slam,
in it?
Slam yeah. Drunk. And it just got me running out the store.
God, you will never, ever, you might have to move. You might have to quit and move.
You crazy. I'll be
you
a legend.
You will never live in jail.
I'll be
jail.
A legend. They be like, employee. Look at this dummy. Everybody knows him, and this fool ran out.
You will never
no
live
mask
down.
On or nothing. You'd have to report about me on our show.
Die.
That'd be off the chains. Okay.
So you telling me it's cool to give a kid a coat, but a man can't steal a coat?
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
What did he just say?
What did you just say, sir?
Tell him, bro.
I said, so we can give a kid a coat, but a man can't steal a coat.
Huh?
How much sense did that make?
What is the logic?
What does one have to do with the other?
Because that kid ain't have a coat, and I ain't got a coat.
In himself.
Correlation, please.
Both of us need coats, and neither one of us are paying for them. That's the damn correlation.
Thanks.
You know what?
Hey, man. Hey, bro, I like the way you so articulately spoke my point for me. Thank you,
that
brother.
That was not a point.
Hmm?
When the stars align, brother, you just got to let them align.
You just got to let them align, bro.
You know what, bro?
Thank you.
You right.
Yeah.
That, go ahead and steal that coat today.
Hell yeah, Rock.
Go steal your coat today.
And Rocky, you need to be the lookout.
Yes.
For my man.
Where you going
to
be at?
I'm going to Macy's.
Friendly
shopping.
Going to Macy's? What time? About what time?
When we get out there, let's do it. Early. Because early right now, it's all the old people working. So they ain't daggone going to chase me. All right.
Yep.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
In and out.
In and out, bruh. In and out like vaginal penetration.
Straight like that.
I'm not in this.
Did you like that, Vegas? Vegas like that. Drake, are you coming to help us out?
Nah.
You got to drive. You my getaway driver.
I ran out of gas.
Come on, bro.
You know what? I'm out of gas.
Bro, you never run out of gas. I run out of gas.
Yeah, but it just happened to me today.
You was a
Ain't
son
that
of
crazy?
A... You... Oh, that's crazy.
And his license valid. You out of gas, Roxy?
Yeah, your license valid, bro. You got gas. You ain't even. You got a different car out there. They ain't even going to be able to trace your car. Let's go.
I'm going
to
just let you know. I'm going to report you.
And he got a good record. All good things.
Drake ain't got no good record now. That boy been a felon for years. Yes, sir. No, I appreciate you, fam.
Yes, sir. No doubt, brother.
Just know when y'all see me in that parade tomorrow with a coat on, I ain't pay for it. Hey, my DMs is jumping out the building right now, Bit Rock. First of all, my boy Von Deese heard me. One of the best corners to ever play in Grimsley football history. Back when we was losing all the time.
Uh-huh.
Nevertheless, alum said he's pulling up tonight to the game. Grimsley versus East Forsyth. Just wanted to let you know that.
Who told you that?
Von DM me.
Said, you know, that's not coming.
Hey, he said, you know, we want all the East Forsyth smoke. Mm. Brothers of the Worldly Crew. Damn right we are. And yes, I am, Roxy.
Don't give yourself a name?
Well, the Worldly Crew, that's a thing. We ain't gave ourselves nothing. Well, I almost said we ain't gave ourselves ish. I almost said that.
So, okay.
We ain't gave ourselves nothing.
But, you know, I'm not familiar.
I know. So then, shut up with your condescending tone. Come shut on. Up with your condescending tone.
Hit me with it again.
Nah, I'm not hitting you with nothing.
What was it, Brothers
worldly
of the
pride,
Worldly?
Baby. Worldly Pride, baby.
Brothers of the Worldly Crew.
Then Deron Juan is in my DMs.
Uh-huh.
Don't throw nothing at me. I'm sorry.
All right.
Why are you going
to
throw something at me?
Because he's trying to be right. Funny. Say it right for me.
It ain't no right.
It's not Brothers of the Worldly Crew?
Me and him are brothers. And the Worldly Crew is our is
the Worldly Crew.
Alum. That's the Worldly Crew. So we brothers of the Worldly Crew. You know what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so y'all pulling up at the game tonight.
Hey, Mike Woody. We need y'all there. Mike Woody, John Graham.
There you go.
Hey, all the homies out there. We need y'all, baby.
Look, Mike, John, Vaughn.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah, Deuce, Muggsy, everybody. Yes, I am. I'm going to be there. My
Deuce,
nephew,
Muggsy.
Sean.
Muggsy Bogues.
Sean.
Nah, my little homie, Muggsy. Listen, when I used to sit the bench at Grimsley, me and Muggsy sat the bench together. Our whole career. I just saw Muggsy.
Joking, over there joking, having fun.
I just saw Muggsy at the Ragsdale game.
Hitting that gate eight.
Listen, how about Muggsy is the baseball coach
bench
at too. Ragsdale.
That make you hot coming off the field. Be like, man, what? And because they don't fill it up either. They don't fill up the bottle either. They just hit the gate eight and leave it. All right.
All right. Final story. Deron Juan hit me up. Roxy and I were having a conversation off the air. The baby had 1 billion streams this year.
Yes.
1 billion. Like, that's off the chains. 41.3 million hours of listening.
Mm-hmm.
42.7 million listeners mm-hmm. in 79 countries. Now, Deron sent me Lizzo's because me and Roxy was in here talking. I was like, I wonder what Lizzo's numbers are.
Yeah.
1.1 billion streams.
Oh, wow.
The baby had 41.3 hours of listening. Lizzo had 52.7
okay.
hours of listening.
Okay.
And the baby had 42.7 million listeners. Lizzo had 61.6 million listeners.
Mm.
So do with that information what you will. But just thought we'd share.
That's what's up.
That is.
Those are
regardless.
That's a big year for both of them.
Both of them, right?
Like, that's huge.
Because perspective. We know that Megan Thee Stallion had a big year. What was her numbers?
I want to say
297, something like that. 297 million, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
297 million streams is amazing.
Yes, that's a great year.
And they both had a billion each. Unreal.
Rec Center was up there. We was up there. Did you check our numbers?
Boy, they sent me my little YouTube. They did one like that for everybody. Like, and they sent me my email for my YouTube numbers.
Uh-huh.
So I ain't even putting my numbers out there.
Okay.
I'm not even going to listen.
It's okay.
Oh, it was horrible. But I don't even use my YouTube.
I was about to say
so
YouTube.
I was wondering why they sent that to me. I think they sent it to me just to troll me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you done gave me like something new now. Listens.
Can I know just
everything was single digits. Everything was single digits.
You done gave me something new now.
What, boy?
I used to look up tour dates. Now I'm looking up streams.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Drake and B.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.